Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure. I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to mix and match friends when you are planning something fun. If you like one person and you like another person, the odds that the two of them will get along are very high. So it is absolutely fine to get together with both of them at the same time. Your friends are my friends, and my friends are your friends, as the song goes. And the more we get together, the happier we'll be. So if you are like a lot of people, you are probably spending some time actively rebuilding relationships with people you didn't see as often in the last couple of years. Spending one-on-one time with people is wonderful, but especially when we are talking about people that we like but haven't been best friends with for decades, this reestablishment of relationships doesn't have to be a one-at-a-time endeavor. Instead, why not get together with two or more people at once? Let's say you have two friends who love Downton Abbey, but who aren't in the same social circles. One's a neighbor, one's a colleague. Why not invite both of them to go see the new movie with you? You'll get to catch up with both of them, and you'll all get to watch a movie you want to see. They'll both get to meet someone new, with whom they have at least one thing in common. Want to run a 5K benefiting a charity you volunteer for? Why not invite your volunteer colleague and your running buddy to run it with you? No worries if they only know each other vaguely or even not at all. It's just a run, and they'll get to know each other better along the way. Plus, you will probably get to know the two of them better, since the chemistry is different when we have different people in the mix. I recently read an article in the New York Times that captured what a thrill it is, as our worlds broaden again, to run into people with whom we have weak ties. Your best friend's work friend, your mom's neighbor, your gym buddy's sister, and so forth. People you might see when you're at bigger get-togethers or you happen to cross paths with, but you wouldn't reach out to directly. Weak ties may help us find jobs or partners, and these people may share information with us that our strong ties can't, simply because our strong ties know the same things in people we do. But even beyond all that, running into weak ties creates more variety and delight in daily life. So, consider inviting more than one friend on the next outing you plan. You can create novelty for your friends by mixing and matching people for your get-togethers. And you could see more people you love without going out more than your schedule or budget allows. Your friends are my friends. Even on the off chance that something strange happens and there's a little friction between two of your friends who hail from different social circles, my guess is that if you like both of them, they are both well-behaved enough to deal with it. It will be fine for a few hours. There's very little downside and a lot of upside if you take the chance. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.